Depending on the school, spring break is either here or just around the corner. Many hitting the beach and other locales could end up victims of so-called date rape, drugs, or underage drinking. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports on self-protection.
Sneaking something into a drink to incapacitate someone else is nothing new. Mickey Finns were around when our grandparents were on spring break. Denise Manasso with the Community Drug and Alcohol Council in Pensacola says these days date rape drugs are known as roofies, among other things.
Ecstasy or GHB, which is a liquid form of ecstasy, or the new terminology that's coming down, slang term is Molly. And these drugs are man-made, so we never really know exactly what's in them, and that's what enhances the dangers.
The drugs can be in powder, liquid, or pill form. For the most part, they're odorless and tasteless, which means they're tough to detect when slipped into most alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks. And the symptoms can be very distinct.
Increased heart rate, increased blood pressure. Generally, with these drugs, you also see a muscle tension, a clenching of the teeth that sometimes can last more than one day, nausea, and we also associate decreased inhibitions, which can create other issues with unsafe sexual behavior.
The best self-protection begins with ordering your own drink and making sure to watch it being poured. Manasseh says if you get a canned beverage, such as a beer, soda, or energy drink, be sure to open that can yourself.
If you leave your drink unattended and even have a friend watch it, never come back and drink that drink again because you don't know if anybody slipped anything in that. If you want something to drink and you've left your drink unattended, order a brand new drink. Or bring your own if you're able to bring your own drink.
Manasseh says in Northwest Florida, the prevalence of so-called club drugs among middle and high school students is very small compared to alcohol.
What our high schoolers are telling us is about 3% have tried this type of drug before and about 1% may use it on a regular basis. Our high schoolers in this area consume alcohol at about 33% on a regular basis, and almost 60% of our high schoolers have tried alcohol.
When mixed together, the dangers of club drugs and booze are exacerbated. Alcohol is perhaps the bigger concern in this area, especially when it comes to binge drinking among high school and college-age students.
About 16% of our high schoolers binge drink. They're drinking in excess where it brings the blood alcohol level above 0.08 in a short period of time. And the dangers that happen with that is it can cause death due to alcohol poisoning.
Part of what's fueling underage drinking is peer pressure, the same bugaboo as with underage tobacco use. Manasseh says the pressure to use alcohol is greater according to studies by CDAC, which place tobacco third behind alcohol and marijuana among drugs used by teens.
We have programs at certain schools where we just don't work on these type of issues with the students, but we also work on behavioral management and some family involvement. Any parent or any youth can call here at CDAC and get information about any drug that's available.
Denise Manasseh also reminds parents that Florida has an open house party law. It prohibits an adult from allowing possession or consumption of alcohol by individuals under the age of 21. Violations can lead to fines and jail time, along with responsibility for injuries and damages caused by the intoxication of a minor. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.